Abeloi Shokhomai. But what's going to be, according to Rav and Shmuel, somebody that did not forget even right now that there's such a thing as Shabbos? He Kisayda knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Nevertheless, he Kisayda knows the Shabbos. Just I, he did malachas on the Shabbos. The pshat is he forgot today was Shabbos. He thought today was Thursday. My, what should be then? L'chura chayiv akol malacha malacha. He should be chayiv then for every single malach he does. So Rashi, Yavoloi shokcho li'ikah Shabbos. He didn't forget the such a yisrael of Shabbos. Ela shashokach shayim Shabbos, my. He just forgot that today was Shabbos. What should be then? If chayiv akol av malacha. The Yakorcha is the Trasha, what's the Kashim? He have a severe lay day in the Chayiv Alachot, because if Rav and Shmuel hold, even in such a case where you know there's a thing of Shabbos, just you forgot today is Shabbos, you only Chayiv one Chatis for the Malachas you do, the Ein Chayiv Alachot, the whole Shabbos for Shabbos, have a Leilam, I should be living, just take out the word Mikra, have a Leilam Mishni, Hochi, it should have said like this in the Mishnah, Mi Shiyod Ike Shabbos, Vishokacho, V'chein, the same halacha is Hayodei Yikr Shabbos. He knows the Yikr Shabbos. V'yosam lochas havi b'Shabbos harvi. And he did a lot of malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim. Chayiv akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. And why didn't the Mishnah say this? Since the Mishnah did not put it together, it's mashmo, when you chayiv only one chatis, when right now you don't know there's such a thing as Shabbos, you forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. But mashmo in the case when right now you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just you forgot today was Shabbos, you should be chayiv on all the melachas you do, not one chatis, but you should be chayiv on every single melach you did. Why does the sefer, the Mishnah say, Hayodeyeshu Shabbos? The Mishnah says, claw, if somebody knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos, he remembers this, he's an elach yid. No, he just forgot today was Shabbos. V'yosu melachas harbe, v'shabbos is harbe, and he did a lot of melachas on a lot of different Shabboses. Punct the last month, every single Shabbos, his calendar was mixed up. He thought Thursday was Shabbos. He didn't know Shabbos was Shabbos. In such a case, Chayiv, I'll call Malacha Malacha. That voice come according to Rav, in such a case, he should be Chayiv for every Malacha Malacha. That should be. Or was that correctly, Mother Kashkna, listening? Let it say, let's learn, Hayodeya Ike Shabbos. If somebody knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, the Kol Shchein Ho, and Avad in such a case like this. Said Rashi, listen Hayodei Ike Shabbos. To have a Shigigah Shabbos, if he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, then his Shigig is in Shabbos, the Zodim Lochis, like he knows all the Lochis are also, just he forgot today was Shabbos. Hardly. Chayiv akol Melochah, even in such a case, the Chayiv every Melochah you do, even though really it's only one Shigig. Like the reason why you did all the Melochah today was you forgot today was Shabbos. But still you're telling me, since this person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, he chayif every malach he does, afagadah b'chol Shabbos, lekel ha-chodesh gogor, even though for each Shabbos, really, there's only one forgetting. But what did you forget about today? You forgot today was Shabbos. If you would have known today was Shabbos, you zichah wouldn't have done the malachis. So really, the shkogi is only one shogi. Still, you want to tell me no. Since this person knows the ikir ha-Shabbos, it's considered like he did a lot of obvious malachis, and he's chayif chatas which one of them, or was the kol shchen, avad navado, shigas malachas, and the case where Bichlal, he didn't know this malach was awesome, it was awesome Shabbos. Like that's where we learn Poshup Sharna Mishnah, where the last case is where the person knows today is Shabbos. He knows today is Shabbos. Why did he do malachas today? Because he forgot these malachas are roasting with the shogim. He thought you were allowed to cook on Shabbos. He thought you were allowed to sew on Shabbos. He thought you were allowed to cook on Shabbos. Wash the clothing on Shabbos. That's what we learn Shana Mishnah. But according to Rav and Shmuel, not only in this case where he knows today is Shabbos, just he forgot the malachas are awesome, is he chayiv for every single one, but even in a case where he just forgot today was Shabbos, you also chayiv different chatzois for every single one. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that? L'chol shchein ho? Yeah. So the Gemara elo mas nisin ki shehikir ulefsoiv shochach. So the Gemara is choizin now. They're not like Rav. Elo mas nisin is talking about the first case of the Mishnah where it says ha-shocheach ikir ha-shavis, that is only chayiv one chatis. What is that talking about? Elo mas nisin avadis ki shehikir. We're always talking about in the case where he at one time knew there was a Shabbos. Ki shehikir. Even the first case of our mission is where later on he forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's when you chayev only one chatis for only one chatis. So Drashi, kishihikir l'b'sev shachach dami. the writer, Udurava Shmuel Namim, Ki Hiker Ulipsoy Shokach Domi. Even Rabbi Shmuel also means that. In other words, we're being choyzer now. Not that Rabbi Shmuel saying a chiddush. The Mishnah is only talking about in a case where the guy never knew there was such a thing as Shabbos. I don't know. The Mishnah is not talking about that case. If you never knew there was a Shabbos, there would be different halachas. But the Mishnah is the first case talking about the person once knew of a Shabbos. Now later on, he went off the derech and he forgot about a Shabbos. That's the first case of the Mishnah. We only chayiv one Shabbos. Then it's very good. Then the second case of the Mishnah was where you know there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. And the third case of the Mishnah is where you know today is Shabbos, just you forgot these malachas are also. Or the Zoy, what is the Kashmir, what does Rabbi Shmuel mean then? Could the Rabbi Shmuel Nami? Rabbi Shmuel that says our Mishnah is talking about a Tinik Shanishba, means a kid that was captured by the Goyim, a Yiddish kid was captured by the Goyim, and right away he was brought up to know Goyish, he never knew the halachas of Shabbos. The Rav Shmuel means to say, Kehikil of Sarshachach Dami. It also has the same halach as if they once knew and they forgot. That's what Rav Shmuel means to say. Not that our Mishnah is only talking about the Tinik Shanishbog. Havad our Mishnah Reish is talking about Hashachach Ike Shabbos, like it says Kapashas, Hashachach. Means he once knew there was a Shabbos, and now he forgot about it. Because Rav Shmuel says that Tinik Shanishbog also has the same halach. He's also Chayed one Chattis. So Drashi, Kehikil of Sarshachach Dami. That's Pshat in our Mishnah. There's Rav and Shmuel saying one Chiddush, that even in the case of a Tinik Shanishba, he never knew there was a Shabbos, he's also Chayiv one Chattis. And our Mishnah says like a bigger Chiddush, even in the case where you once knew there was Hilcha Shabbos, now you went off the Derech and you forgot now Bechlal about Shabbos. So I would think, but since you once knew, maybe you should be chayiv a special chattis for every single Shabbos and Shabbos, Kamashim will know. Since in your matzav right now you forgot bechlal there's such a thing as Shabbos, that's called one shaygi. Your one shaygi there is that you forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. So Melo Rav and Shmuel, Rav Din Zechan the Mishnah, is just explaining the Mishnah. V'ochi Yitman, this is the way you should say. Rav and Shmuel, the Amr Tavai, Rav and Shmuel both say, that Pshat in the Reish of our Mishnah, where somebody forgot the Chlal of the Yikra Shabbos, is don't think the Mishnah only means where you once knew the Halachas and then you forgot them, you forgot the Chlal about Shabbos. No. Afilo, even in the case of a Tinik Shanishba, a child, a young kid, a Yiddish kid, was captured Bein HaNochah during the Goyim. The Gersh and his Geyer, Goyder was Mizgeyer, and right away he went to Bein HaNochah, that his Chlal does not know about Shabbos. Is in such a case, I would think maybe Potter Bechlau from Achatis, Kamash Melanom, that's also Kehikr of Sir Shachach Dami Bechayev. Still, in such a case, he's Chayev Achatis. Like we spoke out yesterday, the Chur of the Kashmir is why is the guy even Chayev Achatis? The Chur of the Mamas is kids of Tinish and Ishbab. He never Bechlau knew about Shabbos. Why is he called a Shege? Chur is called a Reinus. Like, why is he even Chayev one Achatis? Someone charged from a Schwab, he wants a Schwab. He wants one to say. And the thought is that every year it has a neshama. And the neshama, no matter where you are, feel your tzinnik shenishba, but call upon you, you're born a yid, or a ger that was in the guy, you got a neshama now. So even though you didn't learn anything yet, but the messias of a neshama is he wants to hear Torah. He wants to learn, he wants to know. So if you didn't teach yourself, if you didn't find out the emes yet, you didn't find out there's such a thing as Shabbos, it's called Yerushalayim, they'll call upon him not to be chayiv one chattis. It's a bissel shuldig. You're not called an oinus gomer. Because if you wouldn't have held yourself back, the Messias of the Neshama of the Tzad HaTayv inside you would have forced you, would have got you to get the Emes. Now that you didn't get the Emes, there's a bissel shuldig, you chayiv a chattis for that. So even a Tinik Shanishpa is also chayiv, I'll call upon him one chattis. Why he didn't learn sooner and earlier that there is such a thing as Shabbos and not to do malachas on it. This is Asp Shah and Rav and Shmuel. So the more of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Lokish, Yamar Tavayel, they both say no. That after our Mishnah says, if you did not know, you forgot that there's such a thing as Shabbos now, Yoni Chayiv one Chattis, is Dafter Hikir, only in the case where at one time first you went to Chayde, he knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. Lusay Shachach, the later on in life, he went off the Derech and he forgot the Chal about Shabbos, then he's Chayiv Chattis. Because since you once knew about Shabbos, there's a time on you. You called a Shabbos, you shouldn't have done Malachis. Abel, but Rabbi Yechon thinks that it says no. Abel, Tinik Shanishba, but if you have a kid that was captured by the Goyim, Bein HaNochrim, when he was a young kid, so Bechlal, he never knew about Hilchah Shabbos. the Gersh and Nisgayr Levin Anochim. And happened the case that a Goy was Nisgayr, and right away he went between the Goyim. He didn't know Hilchos Shabbos. He didn't learn about Hilchos Shabbos. Is Potter. Rabbi Yechon Tak holds your Potter from the Chattis. It could be the Sfor, like we're saying. He holds your Potter from the Chattis because we can't have Painas on the guy. He's not called a Shoyden. He's called like an Einis. How can he be Chayiv Mechattis? He never knew about Hilchos Shabbos. So Rabbi Yechon holds back, he's like a Potter from the Chattis. But Rashi Potter, the Ksavi Rabbi Yechon of Roshlof, if they both hold, Oyme Mutter Onesu. Somebody, this Tinnik says, I thought it's Mutter. I never knew it was also Dum Lachar Shabbos. I never learned about Shabbos. Then there's Ger. He never knew there's such a thing as Hilchos Shabbos. So he's called Oyna Mutter. He could say, B'leif Shalom, I thought it's Mutter to do Melachas on Shabbos. I never learned about it. Hatabiyach and Onesu. He's called an Ones. He was like forced to do it. He never knew better. V'loi Shkogi, that's not called a Shogi. A Shogi means that you once knew and you forgot. There's a time upon you shouldn't have forgotten. But in a case where you never knew, see, that's the Smachoikas, Rav and Shmuel and Rabbiyach. Rabbiyach says, we never knew, there's not such a time upon you, you call them Ones. And Rabbi Yechon and Rav and Shmuel holds, no, they're still called the Shaydi then. You should have learned, you should have known better. But, next we have a kasha now. Klal Godl on Rubi Shabbos. Our Mishnah says, Loshin Klal Godl, a big Klal was said, the Geet Yilke Shabbos, the what? Kol Asher Chayach Yilke Shabbos. If somebody forgot the Yilke of Shabbos. The also Malachas Harbi B'Shabbosas Harbi. He did a lot of Malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim. Is a Nechayiv Alachas. That's the Reish of our Mishnah. He's only Chayiv one Chattis. Ketzad, as the Pharisee of Reish has explained, what's the case that Yechayiv one Chattis? Is the Kashkar on Rabbi Yechonin. Ketzad, Tinik Shanish Balabein Anochim, it says Tlo. Even the young Yiddish kid that was captured between the Goyim, say he never knew the Alachas of Shabbos. Who had been vigerish in his gayer? Ben Hanochrim, a ger that was in his gayer, that he lived between the goyim. The Yosem Malachas Harbe, the Shabbosas Harbe, and he did a lot of Malachas on a lot of different Shabbosim. Is a Nechayev of a Chattisachas. He's only Chayev one Chattis. But I call upon him one Chattis, you are Chayev. He's a Raya to Rav and Shmuel, and a Kasha and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said that a case of a Tinik Shanishpa, he never knew Bechlal, Hilchos Shabbos, his potter is called an honest. And here the Brisa says, "Claw, this is a case of Al Mishnah." Right, another thing the Brisa says, "V'yichayev al hadam achas." It's all the times that he ate dam throughout his life. This tinnik shenishpa. Later, when he realizes, he learns that lochas is chayev chatis. That's the loch of any yid. He eats dam, he chayev chatis. Dam is the chiv chorus. So the shogi, you have to bring a chatis. So this person also, even though he ate 100 times dam, later when he finds out that lochas, he has to bring one chatis. So drashi v'chayev al hadam. Sha'or Kal Kol Yom of all his life that he ate dam achas one chatis v'chein al kol dov the korish shematera any avera that the Torah says he would do with the mezid yichayev korish so b'shoydi the lochers you have to bring a chatis this tenik shenishpa has to bring a chatis for them also v'sloshin al adam achas v'al achelav achas v'al avoy dezor achas if he ate chelav he also tchir korish you have to bring a chatis. He did not avoid the Zorah, the Zichah called the Dinah B'Shoygeh, because he's a Tinnik Shanishba, never knew better. Then later he found out that he's a Yid and it's also to do it. So he has to bring one Chatez for each Aveira that he did. Mundvas Poiter, but Mundvas holds no, right? Mundvas holds the Rebbe Yechonin, and all the Tinnik Shanishba's Potter from a Chatez. That's not called the Shoygeh, he's called like an Oinis. That's Mundvas Zorah. V'chein v'kach hoye Mundvas Dan l'fnei Rebbe Kiva. This is the way Mundvaz said a svara in front of Rebbe Kiva. When you do a chet for mezid, the Torah calls it a chet, you call it a chet, you're doing something wrong. And you're doing avera b'shege, you also call it a chet. That's why you have to bring a chatis. Shege means you forgot. But who gave you a right to forget? It should have been on your mind more. You shouldn't have forgotten. So even though you forgot it, you call it a chet though. But the zoi, ma mezid, just like when you do a chet for mezid. What does that mean? That means at first you knew it's also tik blood. You knew it's also tik chelav, and you went ahead and ate it. That's the case of a mezid. Av shogi, the same case when you eat chelav, eat the fat that's also tik, or you eat the blood that's also. What's the shogi? Sure, right now you forgot that it's also, but it's the case shohoysel yediyah. It's only talking about a case where you once knew that it's also tik chelav. You once knew it's also tik dam. So now, if you forgot about it right now and went to eat it, you chayev achatis. Mashenkin hat munva the tinnik shenishpa, a kid that was captured between the goyim that never knew better, never knew the lochus is also tit chelav what he done. He's like a potter from achatis, and that's like a gebirch in svar. So this says Mudvaz Svara. Trashi, Mezir Karichoyza. It says afterwards, doesn't say he forgot.
Yeah.
Is Omala Rabbi Kiva. So the Kiva answered back to Munva. Hareini Moisef al Davarecha. I'll even say more than you, I'll be Moisef on you. So Drashi Moisef al Davarecha means Kleima. In Kach was Lidros, Zera Shava, Luma, Shagim Mezid, if your Svara Munva is right, that you want to learn out, shaking from Mezid, Bo, come, voice of Gamani al Davarecha, I'll even say more than you're saying, Oi. Or Bo, Tirim, Yam al Davarecha. Like he means to shlug him up and say, if you're going to make this limud of a shaygit from a mezid, let's even say further than that, and may I'll have a din tasher on you. Let's say like this. E ma mezid, just like when you do a chet, the mezid, the Torah calls it a chet, a chet. E ma mezid, shoys yidiyah v'shas ma'isam. Mezid means right now, v'shas, eating the chelib, you know chelib is over, but still you have a tithe that eat it, so you're eating it. Or the Zoy Av Shaydi, let's say Shaydi also means the same thing. Shoyz Kla Yediyah B'Shas Maisa. That B'Shas, you're reading the Chaylev, you know you're reading Chaylev. Like Moshech, if you learn now Shaydi from Mezid, so let's say it's Mamash the same case. Elamai, that's not the same case. Shaydi means where you forgot. You do not know it's Chaylev right now. So that Shaydi is different than Mezid. So you can't learn now Shaydi from Mezid B'Khlal. So Rashi Av Shaydi, Shoyz Kla Yediyah B'Shas Maisa. Tichayivu Gam B'Zu Chattis. Even the case where he knows he's doing the Issa, but for some reason you call it a Shaydi, it'll be Chayiv Achatis. There's no Svara like that. That's not called a Shaydi. Om Allah, hey. So Munzbaz answered back, Enachanami, you're right. The Chol Shchein Shaysafta. I will soon see what he meant to answer back. So Munzbaz says, you type, you're right, and what you're saying is also right. Hamaskim, let's be mice of this also. So Drashi Chol Shchein Shaysafta al Dvorai. Vrayata Mesayeni, and you'll be Mesayeni to me. The Gambazu Ani Yemeshu Chayiv, and I say the same case also. There's such a case that it's called a Shoygig, even though Vishas Mais, you know what you're doing, and you know you're doing an Issa, still Yechayiv Achatis. That's Munzvaz Svar. We'll see later what the Shoygig is. There's much by a Chet of to bring a Chayiv Achatis, there's a few things involved. First of all, the Torah says a lot. The Torah says, don't eat Chayiv. Then the Torah says, if you do it the Nezid, Yechayiv Achoris, and you do it the Shoygig, Yechayiv Achatis. Now, Munzvaz holds, Luisui, somebody knows it's also Tik Chayiv. And he knows, the only one knows, the terrorist said there's a lot involved. He forgot there's such a thing of a chattis. He forgot that if I eat a b'shoydin, I'm chayiv a chattis. According to Munzer, that's also called a shoygig, and you chayiv a chattis in such a case like that. So going to say, shoygig could be a case where right now you're reading chaylev, and you talk him, no, it's also tik chaylev. You know the terrorist said a lot, but that's all you knew. You forgot, though, the terrorist even said, you chayiv a chattis also. So according to Munzer, we'll still see, you also chayiv a chattis in such a case like that. So Munzvaz is masculine to Rekivi. He's like, all right, I'll tell you the case of a Shoygig. It's so daimah, it's amazing that even in the case right now, you know what you're doing, you know it's also Tichelev and you're eating it, still is the case of Tichayev Chattis. But that was soon see. So the Gemara, I'll call upon him. Omolay hein, the Choshchen Shasafta. Omolay, if Kiv has it back though, the Varech ain't the Kor Shoygig, El amazing. But that can't be, because according to you, if you know it's also Tichelev and you're eating it, you can't be Chayev Chattis. That's called amazing, that's not called a shaggy. Because Akoponim Katonim, me Akoponim, we learned, Ketsa, what's the case that Yechayiv one chattis, Tinik, a Tinik Shanishba? Even though he Bechlal never knew the Alocha that's also Shabbos, he never knew there's an Issa Tit Chelev, still we see this throw like Rav and Shmuel, that since, like we said, since he has an Neshama inside him, and the Neshama wants him to learn that there are things, that there is a Torah, so calls the man the Tin Shanishba did not learn the Torah, there's a Tain upon him. And I call upon him, it's Chayiv one chattis. The Rav Shmuel holds from this Svara. Even though you're Tin Shanishba, you never knew the Alochis, still there's a time upon you. Your neshama wanted to learn, and you didn't let your neshama go learn. Yechayiv achatis. Elu l'Rav Yechon l'Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Kasha. They hold no. When yechayiv achatis, only in a case where you once knew it was awesome, and then you forgot. But a tinnik shenishpa that Bechlal never knew there's such an Issa Shabbos, or Bechlal of any Yisurim, he's part of a machatis. Here the price says Yechayiv achatis. It's Kasha l'Rav Yechon. Or l'Rav Yechon l'Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Loi. Meikon mudvaz the potter. What's the kasha? The machlekes gets and a kamob, Rabbi Kiva and Munvaz. I hold like Munvaz. Anan, the American Munvaz. As the Yerchan is saying, we passed like Munvaz. Munvaz, like I said, you put it from the Chabbos. And since you never knew that it was also, you never knew that it was Yisrael the Shabbos,
So we can't have a tank upon you. That's not called the shaking. That's called blame to a maze. That's blame to an honest. That's your potter for nechatas.
Shrashi ketoni miyas reisha tinik shenish ben anorchim is chayif. His b'shem l'rabbi shmul miyuchadin on nami mechayif. They're also asking that a tinik shenish is chayif achatis. Vik luk madu adin lehikul shashachat. And we'll miyashav our mishnah, like we said. The mishnah means both cases, the ratio. Why in the case where you once knew there was Shabbos and now you forgot b'chlal about Shabbos, and also tinnik shenishba. He must meet him. Or Bryce and Tony Tinnik, he goof it so klashmin applied to the munvas rabbon. And the Bryce has come to teach us that there's a machlokes rabbonin in munvas, but about this good rabbi Shmuel, they pass like the rabbonin. That's why we should pass in the chura, that a tinnik shenishba is chai v'chatis. A tinnik shenishba is a time upon you. Why didn't you know the loch is? You're not going to do hilchos Shabbos. You should have learned it. About koponim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's shver. The Torah says, no, Rabbi Yochanan tazay nechnami. I don't hold like rabbonin. I hold like munvas. And munvas holds my svar. You're potter from achatas in such a case like this. Such a case is potter from achatas. That's munvas svar.
Excited. Mundas
but my time is Mundas. What type of Mundas for? Why does Mundas say that Tinnik Shenishba is potter from Achatz? Shrashi, my time is the Mundas. Avinyin av vadi loy somach leneva shogig dumi de meisin. Avad is time of this svar, like he said, that a shogig has to be dumi de meisin, it's not a stavron. So a shogig is chilif. Avad is different. The meisin lekel ad meninu. To a chayev I potter. You can't make a sushtel or lemes a sushtel shogig to meisin. Meisin is mamish chayev misa, chayev chorus. Shogig has different alochis. It's only chayev achatis. So Avad is not only semech on what he said before, munvaz, that I'm learning out shogig dumi de meisin. So what's Mundvas Svaro to say Yoni Chayiv Achatis in a case where one time you knew there's an Issa Shabbos, you knew there's an Issa Chelev, but right now you forgot about the Issa. This Ksiv Mundvas Svaro the Ksiv, Teres Achas Yilachem, L'yoyse Bishgod. It says Teres Achas, this is talking about Avoy Dezor. It's a trashy Teres Achas Yilachem, Ka Bikorven Avoy Dezor, Ksiv Apashtak Lachanoshim. In a case where somebody was deemed Avoy Dezor, made Vishagi, says Chayiv Achatis. By that chatas, says the Lashon, Torah achat yilchem, there should be one Torah leisiv shgodah. The somachlei, right after it says, v'nefesh ha-shatasa v'yad roma. Somebody does the chet v'meizid. V'yad roma means amazed. You didn't have a yazar v'meizid. So hikish shegig l'meizid. Here the Torah b'feresh put together shalacha of you did have a yazar v'shegig, that you chayim chatas, next to a case you do have a yazar v'yad roma v'meizid. What's the smichus? Ma amazed, just like amazed. Shois la yidiya means that metchila you knew this nisra of avoy dezorah. And now you didn't need to avoy dezorah yichai misom. A shogi, the same case of a shogi, that yichai vachatis, that is shois la yidiya. And the case where at one time I call upon you knew this such yisra of nisra avoy dezorah. And now you forgot and didn't avoy dezorah. A shogi, that's the case yichai vachatis. But a tinnik shenishpa that never knew this yisra of avoy dezorah, he's potter from achatis. Rabbonin, hi Terachas Mayadle, what do Rabbonin do with this Terachas? Mi boyda likademikri le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi the Brei. Like Yeshua ben Levi taught his son. Terah says, Terachas yilachem liyaseh b'shgoda. Terah says, the Pasha of the Korban avoy the Zorah you bring. Uksiv, the next post it says,